That's all.
That's embarrassing.
When you live on a farm, you know, doing all them chores.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Are we ready, my dear? Okay, great. Good morning. I'd like to call the Government Operations Committee meeting to order this morning. It is 11 a.m. Ms. Jordan, will you please do a roll call?
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Chair Lemon.
Present. Thank you, Ms. Jordan. We do have a quorum. Next on our agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congressman Maker to render us an afternoon, a morning prayer.
Awa te kumbra. Entatsi ankota pe majalite tsenixa. Wajaji nikashi dakere walapi kumbra. No nikashi nikazia paski dakere walapi kumbra. Uheka pinche. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your blessings in this day. We want you to, again, be here and give us guidance and leadership as we do business for our people. I bless all of our elders and the children and all of our service people, wherever they may be. Bring them home safe to their families. And those that are ill and having a hard time grieving, give them comfort, Heavenly Father. Know their needs, you know all of our needs, Lord. So are your children, Osage people, need your help and guidance today on this day, my Lord God. So we ask all these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Okay, committee, our next item agenda is ONCR 2317, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of a self-governance compact between the Osage Nation and the United States of America, and for the
Excuse me, point of order. Minutes.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I did. Let me thank you very much, Congressman Maker. I just jumped right down, ready to get to work, guys. The actual next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. They are attached to the agenda. Committee, if you can please work through them.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 19, 2023 is presented.
Second.
A motion and a second for minute approval. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Hearing no opposed, the motion carries and the minutes have been approved. Thank you very much for the point of order, Congressman Maker. Now we are on number five, which is legislation. ONCR 23-17, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of a self-governance compact between the Osage Nation and the United States of America for the comprehensive delivery of services. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. Ma'am, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So, as you guys are aware, I know Congressman Keene is, we currently have a multi-year funding agreement and we negotiate that on an annual basis. And the negotiations require or allow us the opportunity, because it's self-governance, to negotiate the amounts and which programs that we want under the multi-year funding agreement. As you'll see in the support docs that were sent out to you guys yesterday, you'll see a copy of the agreement. And then you also have a spreadsheet that kind of gives you back information on our current programs that we have under the current multi-year funding agreement. And The Self-Governance Office has done a great job showing all of the monies that we've received from 2018 through date, which have, in a grand total, we've received $35,894,644. So this is the amount of money we've received for the different programs that we have. And just quickly, you know, for those listening, you know, that entails our tribal court, membership, Office of Self-Governance, real estate services, Indian Child Welfare, law enforcement, social services, Johnson O'Malley, or JOM, 477, and Wildland Fire. We've also received, as you guys know, as we appropriate tribal or non-tribal dollars, we get a lot of one-time funding from self-governance, from the self-governance funds. As you know, we get the noxious weed eradication, the invasive species monies, water rights. We discussed that yesterday with the AG. We get water management. We discussed that yesterday. The tribal justice, Bird Creek Farms, the well plugging, family violence. And we were also, since 2020, we were able to receive funds through the CARES Act and ARPA. And so what this agreement does is allow, let me back up. The Progress Act that's now in effect overrides amends the Indian Self-Determination Act, if I say that properly, Candy. And so by law, the federal law now, they're saying that tribes can't operate under contracts, and that's where we are right now. We have to operate under a compact if we want funding for these programs. And so the executive branch has asked now that we have this agreement with them to receive that funding. If we don't, then we don't receive the funding. And that's really where we're at right now. So I'd ask the chair to invite Candy, she's our self-governance officer, to answer any questions. And so, Chair, I'd like to turn it over to Candy at this time.
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Thomas.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with us. You have the floor.
Thank you. Well, I think Congresswoman Rebar kind of encapsulated basically what's going on here. The Progress Act was passed in October of 2020, and it was amended the Self-Governance Act. And so we are the only tribe in the United States that operates with a contract agreement, multi-year funding agreement, and not a compact. So compact is the only document that's allowed in the Progress Act. And essentially, it's not really going to change a lot of things because we can do almost most things under the contract that we could do with the compact. But it formalizes the government-government relationship. We don't have to negotiate an agreement for the compact. It's there until we decide to do something different. It's just a more formal document and authorizes a government-to-government relationship so that if we want to execute agreements with other federal agencies under the DOI, we can do that with the compact agreement. But those agencies require a compact agreement, not just the multi-year funding agreement. So there are advantages to the compact. The disadvantages, I don't really see that it's going to change a lot of things. It's just going to allow us to be more flexible and attracting more federal funds from other federal agencies. So I'll be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Director Thomas, for coming today. Has the MIFA funding been pretty steady, or just trying to get kind of visualization of the funding levels that we've been receiving? And so going back 5 years, if you could, thank you.
Well, now on the spreadsheet, you'll see what the funding has been over the last 6 years. At the top of that spreadsheet, that's annual reoccurring funding, and that's a breakdown of what we've received every year for each one of those programs. And so, yes, it's been steady and even increasing, especially increasing under the additional one-time funding. As you can see, we had big CARES funding and big ARPA funding come through our funding agreement. So, yes, we haven't really been affected by any governmental actions, except for the fact that DOI is a little late getting our funding to us sometimes.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, and I wanted to talk more about that, and I'll give you an example. And again, Congressman Keene's aware of this from his prior experience in grants, the noxious weed program. You know, typically you purchase your noxious weed spray in March and you apply it in April and May. But what happens is we don't receive the funding till after that. We just approved that in July. So that's one of a good example of we receive the funding for that direct service at a later time. And that's just an example that will support Candy's comments about, you know, when we receive funding or when it comes in late. That's one good example.
Thank you, Madam Congresswoman Rebard. Committee, do we have any other questions, any comments? Congressman Maker?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Ms. Thomas, I'm just curious. You said the Osage Nation were like the last tribe to have this type of agreement, compact, right?
Yes.
I heard you say that earlier.
Yes.
I just wonder, why is that? Is there any particular reason why we, the Osage Nation, I know we're different from the other tribes in many ways, okay? But I just wonder why we were the last ones to do this when we have compacted some of our things already, like the clinic and realty. So I'm just curious to know why we're just now doing this.
Because we have to be in compliance with the law now. And they will not acknowledge a contract. They want a compact agreement. And it's in the law. I mean, it's like not really optional if we want to continue the level of funding that we've been getting.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm just saying, why do we wait so long to do this?
Right.
Because we're being forced to? Is that the only reason why? I mean, why didn't we do this before now?
Well, we rolled over our 93-638 funds in 2006 under the Gray administration. Yeah. And that was pretty new to everybody at the time, and there were some attempts at that point to compact, and there was some misinformation out there about how the compact would affect programs. So we did the multi-year funding agreement, and that's just been the kind of the status quo from that day forward. But I would like to point out that there was some issue about minerals and concern about minerals, and we can compact minerals under the contract agreement if we so chose to do so. So that's not really an issue with the compact. We could have done it with the contract. So that's not an activity that's really a pro or a con for why we would or wouldn't do a compact agreement. And that's been brought up several times, but the minerals estate is not, the minerals can be compacted or contracted under our current agreement. So that's just a timing issue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Members of the committee or members of Congress, are there any other questions or comments? Seeing none, is there any movement?
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to send ONCR 23-17 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And will be reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. We are at adjournment.
Thank you very much.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you, Ms. Thomas, for being here today.